Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
All right. Very good. Thank you, I guess, under the circumstances. All right. Can we please talk about this whole 5G and COVID-19? Because I think the moron that has just got arrested, and thankfully he's just got arrested, this guy that spread fake news about the testing, he's been arrested now in Cape Town. But he's also one of these conspiracy theorists that says that we can get 5G, we get COVID-19 from 5G.
Well, you know what? It's a crazy time. I think everybody's looking for someone to blame because it's inexplicable. There's no reason what has happened has happened. It's difficult to understand for the average guy. You can't see it. You can't touch it. You can't feel it. And the other thing I think that's going on, apart from just anger and fear that is driving madness in the world generally, we're also seeing a lot of people with a lot of time on their hands. So they're spending a lot of time online.
Oh, you're so right.
And it just makes no sense where this type of thing pops up. But people have always been a little bit crazy about paranoid theories and who knows what's going on. But here's the – so everybody, I mean, we're going into another lockdown called Pesach where everyone's going to just eat eggs and matzah, and it's going to be quite interesting all on our own without, you know, the whole family around. So it's going to be fun the next couple of days. And as someone said to me, boy, is he looking forward to the long weekend. So we can have a lot of time on our hands, and we can all rest easy about one thing. 5G cannot cause anything other than a flurry of nonsense in the various media.
And quicker way to read the nonsense.
Well, number one,
ironically,
YouTube, Twitter, Facebook are actively culling any mention of this type of stuff. Obviously, they've said, you know, they can't stray into free speech, but wherever there's an absolutely crazy story around 5G linked to COVID or 5G linked to sprouting wings or whatever else, they remove it. But just to put a little bit of science to it, first and foremost, 5G is electromagnetic radiation. There's no link between that and viruses whatsoever. It's complete rubbish. It's been debunked by every specialist in the world, and yet the anti-vaxxers or the loony fringe out there will come up with a million somewhat compelling circular arguments saying there is some connection somewhere. But for the average guy, you and I and anyone else who's got a couple of brain cells rocking around, there is no question, there is no link between a biological agent, which is a virus, which is causing COVID-19, and 5G. It's not spreading it. It's not enabling it. It's not causing it. It's absolutely doing nothing of the kind. Then the other bunch of aluminium foil heads out there who reckon that this radiation is going to affect their molecules and it's going to change their DNA and it's going to do all sorts of crazy stuff to their bodies and give them headaches and rashes and whatnot. Again, absolutely no scientific evidence whatsoever. Every single testing agency globally that deals in this space, every single health agency has looked at the matter and has concluded conclusively that there's absolutely no danger. The scientific facts are indisputable. There are two types of radiation in the world. The first one is ionizing, the ones that affect your cells, can do damage to your body, can do all sorts of interesting stuff, and non-ionizing. Now, light, radio waves, they're all non-ionizing. It doesn't matter about the frequency. It doesn't matter about anything. There is one tiny caveat there, and this is where every loony fringe dude hangs his hat, is that if the intensity is high enough, it can burn you. So like a microwave oven, which works in radio frequencies, If the power is high enough, it can burn you. But remember, a microwave is 900 watts. The average cell phone is 0.1 of a watt. So it's an order of magnitude lower, and it's absolutely impossible that a cell phone or even a cell phone tower can create problems. Here's an interesting thing. That big spike in the sky called the Brixton Tower, whatever they call it now, that thing has multiple transmitters in the 50 1,000 watt range. It's been broadcasting FM and shortwave and medium wave and television signals for decades. And so far, we all still here, all still reading rubbish on Facebook and tweeting out our fears of 5G.
Well, so, yeah, what's interesting though as well is one of the comments that I read around this 5G nonsense is, you know, if this is 5G is responsible for COVID-19, then please try and explain why Iran, which doesn't have 5G in a 5G at all, is one of the biggest sufferers in the world.
Now listen, but logic is logic. The problem is this is illogical. You're talking about people's fears. You're talking about people's, as they say in Yiddish, mishigasim. Mm-hmm. There's no way around that. You can't argue with someone around something that's that emotive. All I can say is for those that were slightly concerned, that those that were worried, those that thought maybe there's some truth in this because it sounds a little bit logical, there is absolutely nothing to worry about. Nothing whatsoever. If 4G didn't kill you, 5G, which is simply a different electronic standard based on similar radio waves, is certainly not going to take you out. So we're all safe.
We're all okay.
Or stay home and be safe.
Absolutely.
It's not going to have any impact. And that's I'm prepared to put, you know, everything on the block for that.
Absolutely.
Because it's absolutely not true.
Thank you. Stephen Ambrose, thank you as always. Awesome to speak to you. Thank you for clearing.